This time, we have permits, projects over $50,000. With no objection, staff recommendation for approval. Good morning, Mr. Watkinson.
Good morning, Commissioners, Commission members. These projects are those over $50,000 in value. We have conducted a public interest review, and staff is recommending approval of these projects with the conditions that are noted in the agenda. And with that, I will read each project description for the record. Item 2A is Verizon. It is requesting authorization to replace an existing overhead fiber optic line across the Piankatank River immediately west of the Route 3 Twiggs Ferry Bridge between Matthews and Middlesex counties in an area that has been removed from public oyster ground pursuant to Senate Bill 921 of the 2011 session of the General Assembly. The new fiber optic line will be installed using horizontal directional drill beneath the tidal wetlands and trenched into the riverbed using jet-assisted plow method to a minimum depth of 3 feet below the sediment surface. We're recommending approval with the complete removal of the existing line and a royalty in the amount of $6,300 for the crossing of 2,100 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2B, the Virginia Institute of Marine Science requests authorization to deploy a water quality monitoring instrument within public oyster ground in the Rappahannock River with a surface buoy for a period of 120 days at a site located approximately 1.2 miles southeast of Tolls Point between Lancaster and Middlesex County. Item 2C, the Virginia Institute of Marine Science is requesting authorization to install one 16-foot long, 6-inch diameter piling with an attached galvanized tower and a 4-inch diameter PVC pipe situated within public oyster ground in Spider Crab Bay in Northampton County. In this case, the structure will be approximately 13 feet tall above mean high water and will hold scientific instrumentation. And again, item 2D, the Virginia Institute of Marine Science is requesting authorization to deploy a water quality monitoring instrument within public oyster ground in the York River with a surface buoy for a period of 120 days at a site located approximately 1.3 miles southeast of the mouth of the Perrin River in Gloucester County. I would like to note that for those three items, the project cost really was not over $50,000, as I recall, but because they were being placed in public ground, we wanted to bring them to your attention for approval. In this case, they are public uses of the public oyster grounds, and based on previous advice from the Attorney General's office, it's appropriate to allow permits for public uses on public oyster grounds. We just can't permit private uses of public oyster grounds, and that's why those three items are on the agenda for you.
And one of them is permanent, the other two are temporary, is that correct?
Yes, the one is a more permanent device, that's correct. And moving on, item 2E, the Jamestown-Yorktown Foundation requests authorization to install 6 permanent day markers and maintenance dredge by hydraulic or clamshell method, approximately 30,000 cubic yards of bottom material on an as-needed basis, approximately every 5 years, to provide project depths of minus 17 feet mean low water in the basin, inner channel, and the outer channel adjacent to the Jamestown Settlement Park, situated along the James River in James City County. In this case, the dredge material will be disposed of in an overboard site at a dredge material management area downstream of the channel, and staff is recommending the standard dredge conditions and a time of year restriction prohibiting overboard disposal between February 15 and June 15 to protect anadromous fish species. And item 2F, BKEP Materials LLC, request authorization to maintenance dredge an estimated 34,400 cubic yards of state-owned submerged lands on an as-needed basis to maintain a maximum depth of minus 38 feet mean low water on the west side of their pier and minus 18 feet mean low water on the east side of their pier adjacent to the property at their commercial facility along the James River in the city of Newport News. And in this case, staff has recommended the standard dredge conditions. I'm happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions? Mr. Fox.
I noticed in 2E and 2F, there are no royalties. Why is that?
These are both maintenance dredging projects.
Oh, maintenance. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Further questions by members? Mr. Fox. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tony, on items B, C, and D, will those structures be lighted in order to reduce any risk of hazard to navigation? Or
I'm going to defer to the engineers who have been handling those projects about the specifics of any lighting.
They have all been coordinated with the Coast Guard. It'll be marked in accordance with the Coast Guard requirements.
Thank you.
Further questions by members of the commission? Thank you. Tony, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to be heard on these matters, pro or con? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve page 2 items.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.